I'm Ted O'Farrell, and this is The Daily Thread, helping you find the thread of God's presence in your everyday life. Have you ever been around individuals who talk too much? You can't get a word in edgewise, so you feel trapped in a conversation that is one-sided. You try to act engaged and interested in what the other person is saying, but your mind is racing 1,000 different directions. Or you may be totally bored, fighting the inward yawn. You utter these words, hoping your guttural agreement just might encourage the one talking to stop. And if we are honest with ourselves, there may have been times where you dominated the conversation way too much. So how do you speak and listen to others in meaningful conversation and dialogue? As a follower of Jesus, the good news of His Spirit helps us in our weaknesses. God gives us His Word to rely on, learn from, apply, adapt, and obey. James 1:19-22 says, "My dear brothers and sisters, take note of this. Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Therefore, get rid of all moral filth and the evil that is so prevalent, and humbly accept the word planted in you, which can save you. Do not merely listen to the word and so deceive yourselves. Do what it says." From these verses, I am reminded to be quick to listen. When I'm involved in a conversation, my first response is not thinking how I'm going to respond or figure out what I'm going to say to the other person. My first response should be to listen. James wrote this to believers who needed to hear, listen, stop talking, and focus your mind, your thoughts, your ears on listening. We all need to be better listeners. When we listen, we show respect for the other person, whether they agree or disagree with my ideas. When we listen, we do not allow the words being spoken to escalate into rage and anger and hatred. We are able to keep calm even in the most trying conversations. James goes on and says we are to be slow to speak. Again, as a follower of Jesus, I need to weigh my words carefully before uttering a sound. We should not be in a rush to get our words out of our mouth, trying to dominate the conversation with the ideas that my way is the right way. You better listen. No, we need to pause before we speak. Proverbs 17:28 says, "Even fools are thought wise if they keep silent, and discerning if they hold their tongues." The idea is that even the most foolish person can come across knowledgeable and wise by keeping their mouth shut at the appropriate time. James continues, "Everyone should be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry." Words spoken in anger can escalate to violence. That is not Christ's way. Even when Jesus was arrested in the garden, Peter tried to save Jesus, cutting off the high priest's servant ear. Verse 11 of John 18 states, "Jesus commanded Peter, 'Put your sword away. Shall I not drink the cup the Father has given me?'" As the songwriter Ray Overholt wrote, "He could have called 10,000 angels to destroy the world and set him free. He could have called 10,000 angels, but he died alone for you and me." The actions of Christ demonstrated love, not hate, peace, not anger. The good news is His Spirit lives in every follower of Jesus, and He will help you in your conversations with all people to be quick to listen, slow to speak, and slow to become angry. James even goes on in verse 20, giving the reason not to become angry, because human anger does not produce the righteousness that God desires. Do you need His help? Why not tell Jesus today by asking Him to help you in your speech and conduct to be like Him? God is able, willing, and faithful to do it. All you need to do is ask and believe. The Daily Thread is a podcast from Zephyr Hills Alliance Church. To learn more about the ministries of our church, find us on Facebook or on our website, zaccma.org.